Russ, Chris Brown's due in court today to hear the results of a supplemental report over alleged probation violations stemming from that fight in D.C. back in October, but Breezy's in rehab, so he probably won't show up. R. Kelly denies the rumors that he owes $114,000 in child support to his ex-wife, and now we hear she's backtracking on that story as well. Some Chicago concert promoters are taking aim at Drake in a new $200,000 lawsuit after committing to several shows in March 2012 and getting paid. They say Drake demanded to be paid more, and when he wasn't, he bailed on him. Wale was apparently so pissed off about his album. Can I say pissed off on the radio?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. The Gifted, for not being included on Complex Magazine's list. Yeah. Of the 50 best albums of 2013. He even called up Complex's headquarters and went in on them asking if the editors really thought Juicy J's album, Stay Trippy, which ranked number 27, was better than his. He allegedly threatened to knock out the magazine staff and warned them to get the security ready. Okay. Wow. No promotion, no warning, and after only 48 hours, Beyonce has already gone gold. That's $500,000. $500,000 in 48 hours. Do you understand how crazy that is?
Yeah.
Congrats may be in order for Toya Wright and Memphis. We hear she is pregnant. Is Amber Rose in competition with Kim K? Of course, they both famously dated Kanye, and Kim K got the ring. But you know how Kim posted a picture of her body in a bikini months after baby North was born? Amber just posted a picture of herself post-baby after she and Wiz Khalifa's baby's born. She looks great.
She kind of does.
I have to say she looks better than Kim K, but that's just my own opinion.
I wonder how much it's airbrushed.
It's not airbrushed. It might be a filter.
It was in a mirror, so that would kind of be
an Instagram filter, but it's not airbrushed. Now, listen, Lisa Bonet, you know she's dating that hot E, Jason Momoa?
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, he's in all the movies where he plays like a big, strong guy, and he's big and hot. Well, okay. They were pictured together like 2 weeks ago, and now there's a picture of he and some redheaded chick kissing and going at it. She better watch herself.
She might be down for it. You never know.
Yeah.
Lisa Bonet ain't down for that.
She's very eccentric.
That don't mean so.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey, speaking of eccentric, Albert stars in Hobbit, in The Hobbit.
Don't
you are one
play
of the stars.
Like that.
Please
don't
go see it.
Like
yes,
that.
You will know exactly what I'm talking about. Tweet me if you know what I'm talking about.
And Freitas was the star in Medea's.
$73 million. Frozen was number two with $22 million. And speaking of, Rush, you went to go see Tyler Perry's Medea's Christmas, $16 million. What'd you think?
I thought it was funny.
Okay. So, all right. All right. The Hunger Games was number four and Thor was number five. Still Thor. Damn. Russ Parr is a Christmas blessing. This Saturday, it will be on TV One. So go ahead and set your DVRs now. Amari Hardwick's in it. David Banner's in it. Lunel. Everybody loves it, Russ. You know how many people tweet and me and they're like, have you seen the movie? I'm like, are you crazy? Of course I've seen it. But if you have not seen it, you're going to want to see it on the 21st. That's Saturday on TV One.
All right, now.
I'm Al Freeze. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com. Oh, wait. I can tell you something else going to be on TV tonight.
What's that?
Tia's got a new show. Tia and Tiny Holiday Hustle Specials tonight at 8 p.m.
I'll be talking to him next hour.
Okay, it's like a cartoon. So, all right. Well, then you talk to him, then you'll know.
Really?
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, then I'm just letting y'all know to watch it tonight.
Holiday
on
season.
Yeah, it's a cartoon. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire.